Well, he was a policeman for 40-odd years, and now he heads Te Runanga Awe o Ngāpui. And they're holding a special general meeting this coming Saturday at Parawhenua Marae, and it's to do with the purpose of voting on proposed changes to the trust deed. Wayne Whareta with us. Tēnā koe te tukana, Wayne. Kia ora.
Haka mauri, Ed Bales.
Tēnā koe. You're enjoying the mahi at the top of the, at the top desk there, Mr. Whareta.
Whether you call it the top desk or the bottom row, I'm not sure. it's servant leadership.
Servant leadership. Fair enough. Very diplomatically put. Thanks. Thanks, Wayne. Hey, mate, can you tell us a little about what's the background to wanting changes to the trust deed? What's on the table for discussion this weekend?
Yeah, sure thing, Dale. In 2020, the board resolved to have a review of our governance issues for Trayon, Te Runanga a Iwi o Ngāpuhi. Out of that came 13 points that our whānau wanted us to address, and we've boiled those down to five clusters, which refer to trustee professional development, our trust deed itself, our representation model, our kaumātua kuia in Te Whare Tapu o Ngāpuhi, and also the Trayon group governance. We have three subsidiaries, Ngāpuhi Asset Holding Company, Ngāpuhi Iwi Social Services, and Te Hauora o Ngāpuhi.
Tēnā koe. So, let's go to the actual changes that are being proposed. Is that okay to talk publicly about them and what you're asking people to vote on this weekend?
Yeah, sure. In the main, we had deep conversations with groups in our constituency. They were mainly our kaumātua kuia, and we have negotiated areas that address their concerns. And their concerns are, what exactly is their role? Traditionally, we talked about them having a cultural and spiritual lead on everything we do. There was some call for them to have some influence around governance, but to be frank, we didn't want to expose our kaumātua kuia to both financial or legal risks in terms of governance. So it remains that the trustees themselves will continue to make the important decisions. But of course, like any good trustee, you would want to listen widely to your people and do your due diligence leading into making decisions.
I note that the way that the trust is set up at the moment, all resolutions to amend the deed have got to be passed by not less than 75% of members who are entitled to vote and actually cast a vote. So there's quite a difference, isn't there, of those who are entitled to vote and those who actually cast a vote. I mean, numbers can sometimes be, I don't know, 20, 30%, and you need 75% approval of that bank of voters to affect the change, ne?
Yeah. So at the beginning, we need to have at least 50 signed members at the meeting to even start that process. We usually easily make that number. We have an online ability for people to feed in. There are some rules around that, obviously, but otherwise you can attend in person and vote.
Tēnā koe. So how many issues are on the table for this vote, Wayne?
There were seven main ones. They referred back to those five points, those five clusters. Seven main resolutions were, well, we were looking for a resolution to pass them all. However, it may be that some members may want to have a think about a few of those issues. They've been up on mind for some time now, though, and so you know our intention is to move forward and hopefully explain any awanga-wanga that people may have in relation to any of those resolutions.
Tēnā koe, get the resolutions, get a settlement. When are you going to get some docs from this Crown mob?
Dale, we have some interesting dynamics going on. We are being approached by our hapū. We are being approached by certain people from within the Crown, but our stance, Ngāpuhi Runanga stance, is to take a lead from hapū, to be honest. If you read stage two of the Te Paparahi o Te Raki claim, that's the Northern Clark claim, it does refer to, in Pākehā terms, sovereignty remains with hapū. We call it mana motuhake, as you know, or tino rangatiratanga. With Judge Craig Coxhead's report, we will adhere to that and wait for hapū to advise the runanga what our role is.
Tēnā koe. So settlement won't be till, 2075 or something like that?
Dale, I can't get the number on that, but, obviously we want to improve the well-being and health of our whānau, which includes an economic return, but, that's something to work through properly. And we will do that. You know, part of the reason why we haven't come to settlement is around integrity and remaining strong to the and true to the Te Tiki o Waitangi and He Whakaputanga. Be that a weakness or be that a strength, that's up to people to make their own decision on.
Yeah, some really interesting stuff. Good luck with the hui this weekend. Hey, one of those changes to the deed doesn't say that the chair can stay for life, does it?
That's something that we'll move on to that in some other stages. That's an interesting conversation, Dale. I mean, Māoridom's a little bit different to our Pākehā colleagues in that, leadership remains, from birth to life, to the end of your life in many cases, but... that's something, that's probably a different conversation when we come to talking about governance.
Interesting stuff. Hope the hui goes well this weekend. And as always, Wayne, thank you for sharing some kōrero about it. We've got a lot of ngāpuhi listening to our mahi, as you'd imagine, because Tāmaki Makaurau is home to so many. And appreciate the importance of this hui, which is being held this weekend, and online if you'd like to participate. Wayne Whareroa, cheers, te runanga, a iwi o ngāpuhi. Thank you, Wayne. Ngamihi.
Tēnā koe te rangatira.
Tēnā koe e hoa. Thank you, Wayne, for joining us on the program. We're talking a bit of economics next. Willie Jackson with us on numerous political moves, including the latest polls, would be somewhat encouraging. And